Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When I got out of bed, yeah, I thought about a happy
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Gene Siciliano is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CF... certified accountant, CPA is what I'm trying to say, right, Gene? That's what I was trying to get out. Thank you for being here. I couldn't find a way to get out. He is your chief financial officer for Rent. Give us the website, Gene.
It's CFO for Rent, CFORRENT.com.
So check that out.
Lots of free information out there.
And the book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, second edition. We're talking about getting your business ready to sell. And we, the previous two segments were all about that. And this segment, Gene, I'd like to talk about the financials, looking at them first. We've really got to, you got to get your financials down, your operating statement, your balance sheet, and look at it and see, and look at it, and with help, you're going to need help on this too. Look at it as if a prospective buyer were looking at it, right?
Yeah, it really, that's true. And here's the thing, no matter what your buyer's objectives are, their prime objective is to make money from buying your business.
Right.
So they want to take a business on that has the ability to be more valuable than the price they paid for it.
And they don't love it. They don't love it yet. When you look at it, you look at it as an object of affection. But when they look at it, they're looking at it with fish eyes, aren't they?
You bet. And even if they love the kind of business you're in, that's nice, and that's why they're drawn to you. But they're still there to make a profit. They still want to make more money when they sell that business, and while they're running it, than they paid for it. And so you've got to find a way to convince them that it has the potential to be more valuable than the price you want them to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes some work. I mean, it really does. One of the things that will happen when a buyer gets involved with, has interest in your business, they will try to analyze every number you've ever recorded in your financial statements to find out what's wrong. What did you fudge?
Yeah.
What did you record differently because you wanted to take that vacation? What did you, they will try to demonstrate that the quality of the earnings you have reported is not the same as what you put on the books.
Which comes back to what we talked about in the first segment, which is that you'll run your business in the last year or two differently than prior to the sale, than you would say 5-10 years earlier. And what you just said is what we would do differently. We would pull any of the fat out of the operating statement. We would make sure that there's nothing in there so that when they looked at it, when we represented certain earnings capability, they would be able to find less and less that they were unhappy with.
And by the way, the alternative is you may still do those things, but you identify them clearly enough so that when you're having those discussions, you talk about normalizing or making an adjustment. You say, well,
recasting.
Here are these things that we've clearly identified that are my personal stuff. We did it because we wanted to and we could. And you can get the buyers to mentally take that out of the picture.
Right. And you can give them two sets of numbers. All right, here's what the numbers look like when I ran it, because these are the things that were important to me. So if we pull the things that are important to me out, here's your statement and that you can work with. And it's part of the recasting of the financial statements that will happen when somebody buys your business. Right, Gene?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And by the way, that gets one of the people that needs to be on your team in preparing for this. You need to have what I call your internal bodyguard, your CFO, your financial person, the person who runs the finances of your company, whether that's a full-time employee or a seasoned outsourced CFO, which is the kind of thing that we do for folks out here in California. You got to have someone who understands and manages those numbers well enough to make that all happen.
Yeah.
They're going to be there to guide you through every step of the process. They're your person, even more important than your investment banker, who, by the way, you need as well. But your investment banker, you want to get engaged a year or so before you want to have that transaction.
Right.
When much of the work is done of improving the value of your company, that process was you and your internal bodyguard, you and your CFO.
Mm-hmm. And when you recast the numbers without your little preferences and perks, you'll actually see that your business could be worth more to you with the other person seeing those numbers than the other way with your own numbers. Right?
That's true. It will very often give you insight.
You pulled out the stuff that will drop more to the bottom line, and it'll make your business worth more. Gene, good job today. Let's keep doing this. There's a lot more to talk about in selling a business.
There is.
Let's keep
going. A lot more people are listening.
So we'll get you to come back again real soon, and we'll keep this conversation going.
All right, my friend. Thanks very much.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gene joined us. CFOForRent.com is the website. Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Second edition is the book. Check all that stuff out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.